Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And, oh, my pussy's under the table. There was a meow. I'm here today sharing another positive story. And, you know, we're not going to let this COVID-19 bring us down. There is still positive stories happening out there. Today, well, every now and then I get a lovely lady come in to provide us... Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael, for climbing all over my mixer and knocking my microphone.
Michael's helping.
There's a pussy on the desk. Mandy McKay comes into my home every couple of weeks and helps me with my home cleaning. And she's extended her service now to do sanitizing and really creating a bit of a barrier there to try and keep us all safe in our home and avoiding the coming in contact with the COVID-19. Thanks for coming in today, Mandy.
You're more than welcome, Jazz. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so lucky. I'm going to say it. I'm really blessed that I've met you. You've come into my life a few months back and you're such a lovely, positive lady. But my gosh, you are a professional at what you do.
Thank you. I take pride in what I do, Jazz.
Yeah, you really can tell. And when I wasn't sure whether Mandy was going to keep coming while we're in this pending doom and gloom of lockdown and that sort of thing. But a couple of days ago, Mandy sent out an email to all of her clients explaining how the precautions that you're taking
yes.
and coming into homes. And really, I was so impressed.
Thank you.
No, it really gave answers to questions that I didn't even know I had. And I thought, wow, you've really got a handle on how to move forward with entering people's homes.
Yeah, especially in a crisis like this where everybody is worried about the effects of the coronavirus and things like that. We want to be able to do whatever we can to have an impact to stop the prevention.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little bit of a chat with you on who you are. So before we get into that, Men, before we get into you as a cleaning service provider and the professional cleaner that you are, who is Mandy Moo?
Oh, that's a hard question. Now, well, basically, personality-wise, I'm always bubbly. There's not many times that you won't find me without a smile on my dial. I'm easy to communicate with. That's what Mandy Moo's cleaning crew is all about, is the communication and trying to be as personal as we possibly can with our clients. I've got two beautiful little girls and a partner. We live out at Burrell on 3.5 acres. So,
do you want to say two beautiful girls and a handsome partner, just so he doesn't get a complex when he hears this back?
Oh, and my handsome partner.
That's better.
I'm very, very happy. That's about it. Just yeah. I don't have know what else to say.
Have you always lived in the Fraser Coast?
No, I haven't. I've been around the Fraser Coast for probably around about 6 years full time. Prior to that, my mum was actually a tour guide on Fraser Island. So I spent quite a few years of my junior years on and off the island. And then when I got older, I actually moved onto the island for a few years. And as we know, Hervey Bay is the closest mainland. So this is where I ended up and I've been here ever since. This is where I have my children and
my gosh,
this is where I've started my business.
And so you would know how to handle sand.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, look, there is no handling sand. Sand doesn't leave you alone. It doesn't leave you for months.
Oh, well, what an awesome childhood or a youth anyway. Actually, how old were you when Mum was a tour guide? This would determine how awesome it was.
It was fantastic. Look, it was for most of my life. So Mum was a tour guide for 10 years. It would have been from probably since I was in grade 4 up until late high school. So I'd left high school and so on.
Oh,
so
wow.
I got that time when I was a youth going along on tours with Mum. Yeah. And then when I got older, I actually had the chance to move on the island, experience some of the workplace over there, $1 million lifestyle for nothing.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to the mainland.
And is Mum still doing that now?
No, Mum's older now.
Yeah, of course.
Jumping up and down the foot. They used to call her Puss in Boots because she'd jump up and down on top of the Forbies. And
so now you are here on the Fraser Coast, 6 years. You've got your young family, very handsome partner, but you're running Mandy Moo's cleaning crew.
That's great.
I love your business name.
Thank you.
And I love your cow on your little logo.
Mandy Moo was my nickname growing up from school, from Mum. But from everybody. It was always Mandy Moo.
It's got a really good ring.
Yeah.
When you come into someone's home as a cleaner, so you do commercial and residential cleaning.
That's correct.
So, Mandy, with all your cleaning experience, have you got tips on what we should be doing to try and protect our homes from the COVID-19?
Absolutely. Now, basically, if you're aware that anybody has been in your home with the virus, you obviously need to make sure that every surface is cleaned, every touch point has been sanitized, and get yourself to the doctors and get checked. But regardless of that, if you haven't had any contact with anyone, what you need to do is just make sure that you're washing your hands all the time for the right amount of time, basically keeping your hygiene up, making sure sanitize when leaving the home. Preferably wear a pair of gloves so that when you're out, if you do touch something that's in contact with coronavirus, you're not bringing it back into your home. That keeps yourself, your family, and it also keeps us staff when we come to visit and do our clean nice and safe as well.
Yeah, they're saying not to touch your face and not to touch eyes and nose, and gosh, that's hard.
Absolutely. That's why I find gloves are always a good idea when we're going out and about, because we do forget. We get home, we think we're home, we're comfortable, we're in our home space, and we start to chew our nails. We just start watching a movie and we have a good chew and then we go, oh my goodness. So,
but I've always been that kid. I remember in preschool being told, Justine, don't stand in that puddle. And I stood in the puddle.
Absolutely.
It's like, tell me now, don't rub your eyes. And it makes, I'm sitting here, honestly, my hands are squeezed between my knees because all I want to do is scratch my nose and rub my eyes. And the more I think about it, the worse it's getting. And now my head's itchy because I know that if I think about head lice,
makes
my
head itchy.
My head's going to be itchy, but I don't have head lice, but my head's itchy anyway. I don't think I've got head lice.
Yeah, the way our brain works, absolutely.
So when you've come into my home today, you've told me, you've whizzed around and you said you gave... What did you call it, a touch?
Oh, I sanitized all the touch points. So that's what we do when we come in. That's our way of helping with the prevention. We come in and we sanitize anywhere where you're going to put your hands, anywhere anybody touches. So all your doorknobs, light switches, if you have any electrical goods in the house that have buttons, we make sure we touch those buttons. Basically anything you touch. So
did you touch my buttons? You didn't touch my mixer.
Didn't press your big red button, Jess, I promise.
Did you touch my mixer? No. Mandy, it's not working. Mandy. Okay, so Mandy will come in and touch your buttons.
It's horrible as that sounds.
Okay, so Mandy, are you still open for business for new clients?
Absolutely. Look, especially with the situation that we're under now, yeah, we are reaching out for anybody who needs help, anyone who wants to feel a little cleaner in their homes, give us a call. Absolutely. Can find me on Facebook.
Can we just rephrase that a little bit? Because now I'm thinking you're going to give personal body washes. And you might
impress everybody's buttons.
You might attract the wrong clientele.
Absolutely.
So you can clean the home.
Yes, I certainly can. Sanitizing and cleaning at the moment, so you're general clean, which we always do. And then what we're doing for free at the moment, so there is no extra charge, it is our way to help our community with stopping the coronavirus from spreading, is by offering this service where we go in and we do the prevention sanitization around your home so that you then don't pass it on to anybody else.
But that's if you're an existing customer, isn't it? It's an extra you do.
That's correct. And if you are to become a new client, there will be the normal charge of the hourly rate with all the general clean and all the extras. When we do that, we do the sanitizing for free. So there is no charge for that.
And, Mandy, I hope you can get through this and you don't work those fingers down to the bone.
Absolutely. But
thank you so much for sharing a bit of what you're doing around this area in this space and adding a bit of humour to it as well.
You're more than welcome.
You know I'm going to air the buttons.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm definitely going to air the buttons. So thank you so much. And please get in touch with Mandy McKay from Mandy Moo's Cleaning Crew. And she's available for private clients, and whether you're NDIA or whether you're just a private paying customer or you're a commercial business,
absolutely,
she's happy to talk to you. And if you're another cleaning company and you haven't caught up with what you can be doing in this space, Mandy's so lovely, I am sure that she would be more than happy. Am I right, Mandy?
Yes.
In saying that you would collaborate and share what you've been learning along the way?
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to.
She's such a beautiful person.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Mandy. Oh, and also, thank you for sponsoring the 100Ks to Utopia.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I meant to say that at the beginning.
Nothing but the best of luck with that, Jess.
It's still going to go ahead. And hey, if it doesn't go ahead this year, which at this stage it still is, you'll get 2 years of promotion from me.
Absolutely. Giddy up.
Giddy up. And on that note. Thanks, Mandy.
You're welcome. Did it.